2 Samuel chapter 5. Then all the tribes of Israel came to David to Hebron, and spoke, saying, Look, we are your bone and your flesh. Also in time past, when Saul was king over us, you were the one who led out and brought in Israel. And the Lord Jehovah said to you, You shall feed my people Israel, and you shall be a captain over Israel. So all the elders of Israel came to the king to Hebron, and King David made a league alliance with them in Hebron before the Lord Jehovah, and they anointed David king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign. 3063 AH 979 BC, and he reigned 40 years. In Hebron he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah 3070 AH 972 BC. And the king and his men went to Jerusalem to the Jebusites, those who lived in the land, who spoke to David, saying, Except you take away the blind and the lame, you shall not come in here, thinking, David cannot come in here. Nevertheless David took the fortress of Zion, which is the city of David. And David said on that day, Whoever goes up to the gutter, and kills the Jebusites, and the lame and the blind, who are hated by David's soul, he shall be chief and captain. Therefore they said, The blind and the lame shall not come into the house. So David lived in the fort, and called it the city of David. And David built all around from Millo and inward. And David went on, and grew great, and the Lord Jehovah, God of hosts, armies, was with him. And Hiram king of Tyre sent messengers to David, and cedar trees, and carpenters, and masons. And they built David a palace. And David perceived that the Lord Jehovah had established him king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for his people Israel's sake. And David took for himself more concubines and wives out of Jerusalem, after he had come from Hebron. And there were yet more sons and daughters born to David. And these are the names of those who were born to him in Jerusalem, Shammua, and Shobab, and Nathan, and Solomon. Ebar also, and Elishua, and Nepheg, and Japhia, and Elishama, and Eliada, and Eliphalet. But when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came up to seek David. And David heard of it, and went down to the fortress. The Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of the Lord Jehovah, saying, Shall I go up to the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand? And the Lord Jehovah said to David, Go up. Because I will without a doubt deliver the Philistines into your hand. And David came to Baalperazim, and David struck them there, and said, The Lord Jehovah has broken forth upon my enemies before me, as the breach splitting of waters. Therefore he called the name of that place Baalperazim, the breach of Baal. And there they left their images, and David and his men burned them. And the Philistines came up yet again, and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And when David inquired of the Lord Jehovah, he said, You shall not go up. But instead circle behind them, and come upon them opposite the mulberry trees. And let it be, when you hear the sound of a wind in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then you shall stir up yourself. Because then the Lord Jehovah shall go out before you, to strike the host army of the Philistines. And David did so, as the Lord Jehovah had commanded him, and struck the Philistines from Geba to Gezer.